Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you and that Mary Joy.
Yeah, I
kick
know,
that old
man.
Robotic, futuristic George Jetson.
Yeah,
crazy joy.
Just like Uniblab. Robotic kicking flab. For flavor, bitter, batter, chitter, chatter, madder than the Mad Hatter. I bet you buy shit, come by fatter. I got the data to turn your body into antimatter. And just like a piece of sizzling, you'll fit inside my stomach with the eggs and grits between. The king is what I mean. I mean, my man, get a cup and put some change inside your hand. Now hold up, let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks, my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac they go off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the funk kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mac with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mac's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mac, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning, begging, please. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Folks smoke and leaves your brains booted. What's bad, MC? With stamina like Bruce Jenner, the winner takes an MC's for dinner. You're crazy like that glue. That think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip, boy, all the time. And the boys around me kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No blade could ever dig a grave. Both the Mac, the power pack and black, make it see man crap. And here comes a brand new flavor in your air. Mac, the brand new flavor in your air. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Max, brand new flavor in your ear. Ha! Max dope with more hope than the Pope, but for MCs more knots than rope. I'd like to break it down, down, breaking, forsaken laws that MC shaking with this track that my man's making. MCs will run like a bomb threat, I bet, or better yet, make you sweat, getting hotter than the sun get. Craig Mac is the flame that bumps from here to Tibet. I break all rules with my actions, that the Mac sends the MCs stop relaxing. This brand new sheriff that's in town, getting down, leaving bodies buried in the ground. I set up rhymes for a decoy down for bad boy. Watch the MC not destroy. And here comes the brand new flavor in your ear.
Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Carolyn.
This is your girl, Alicia.
And we are Urban Flavor Radio. Thank you guys for joining us this evening. I hope everyone's doing well with this whole pandemic going on in the world. How are you doing today, Alicia?
I'm tired, okay?
I understand.
It's been a day. My sleep schedule is in shambles. And currently, I'm on this Zoom call with my line sisters. It's our Deltaversary today. So I'm multitasking.
Oh, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great, you know, surviving the everything. And the weather today has been a shambles. But, you know, I'm inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm embracing everything and loving life, as we all should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, take every moment.
Absolutely.
While we can. And I'm not sure we're going to have our co-host, Abe, on the line this evening, but maybe he'll join us later.
All right.
So, So we do have a special guest this evening. I want to make sure that he is connected on this line to chat with us tonight. He is near and dear to my heart. His name is Lavelle Brooks. He has a new CD out that is, phenomenal. When he first put it out, I went ahead and got my copy, jamming to it every single day. I want everyone, once you hear this gentleman, to go and buy his albums, buy everything from Lavelle, because he is phenomenal. So if he is on the line, I want to introduce Mr. Lavelle Brooks to the show. Mr. Brooks, are you there? If you are, press 1.
Oh, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Hi.
Very well. What's happening, ladies?
Awesome.
How you doing?
We are doing great. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you. I appreciate
you. You are more than welcome. So how are you
appreciate
holding
the
out with
too.
Huh?
Okay. I appreciate the introduction, too. So you made me feel warm and special.
You are more than
You're going in and out.
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me?
You're going in and out.
You're clear. Okay, so that must be Carolyn's phone.
Okay, I thought
okay,
it was
you got
to come on.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm hoping that everyone can hear
wherever
me.
Wherever you are, stay there. Stay there. Oh, crap.
Okay.
We were so close.
Yep.
Well, how are you doing during this
time? Go ahead. If you can hear me.
Very well. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I be trying to sneak outside to go for a walk every now and then, to change the scenery. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Same here. I'm trying to change the scenery, too, because it's pretty redundant. So I'm just looking for a change and for positivity. That's the best way.
Now, do you use this time to kind of, be creative when it comes to, music and any new lyrics, any new, book ideas, anything?
Oh, yeah, more than ever now. So I'm just, continue what I was doing, writing and arranging. So nothing changed for me pretty much. It's just, going with the flow.
Right. So how do you get those ideas when it comes to, what the beat is going to sound like, what the vibe is going to be, the feel of it? How do you come up with that?
Melodies just come to my head, I could be driving or walking or just chilling on the back porch, and it just comes to me. And a rhythm and a beat comes to my head, and I just, go for it, I translated to my man Michael Anderson, who produced this album as well, and we put our heads together and come up with great music.
Now, was there ever anyone in your family who kind of influenced you, musically?
Yeah.
Or was this, who was that?
I have some cousins on my father's side down in Opelika, Alabama. And they were very influential, and they played live instruments. Melvin Brooks and Roy Brooks in particular, and they were very creative in the 1980s, and they inspired me early on, and then I just continued to hone my skills until we're at this point now. So I always thank them forever. They're always in my thoughts.
Now, I know she was mentioning, I guess the latest. Is it an album? Is it a latest CD? Is it a mix? What was that? The Universal Soul Man. I saw that that's been advertised. So for the listeners here, could you give us kind of just a little quick snapshot of the whole feeling of the meaning?
Well, it was in the works since about late November 2018, and then some situations came about that delayed the release of it. And we finally got together, and it's like an eclectic mix of jazz, soul, old school, and hip hop. Primarily what we did on the first album, but more towards a jazz feeling like on this album. So we put our heads together and came up with another classic.
Now, you mentioned jazz, okay? I'm not even going to fake the funk. Like, I'm knowledgeable in everything jazz, but is it a particular, you know, artist that you would like to mimic, or someone's, you know, their essence that you try to, like, you know, embody within your work?
Well, primarily the main guy, he's no longer with us, but he's very influential in my music approach and writing and style of singing, and that's Donny Hathaway. Mm-hmm. I still think he's the greatest ever, and he's the most influential artist of my time. So it's Donnie hands down, and then like D'Angelo, of course, and you know, other artists who lean towards the old school soul, timeless music, so to speak. Yeah.
Now,
so Donnie
Hathaway, like just his voice, like I can hear it right now, just that richness.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's not too many people who can come close to that. So the fact that
nobody.
You mentioned him, fact that you mentioned him, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm becoming a fan right now. And, come on now. I have your track list in front of me. So I'm looking at these titles right now. Is there anything that for the fans, the up-and-coming fans, you know, those who are hearing your voice for the first time, is there any song on this track list that you would say, I guess, is your baby, is the essence of who you are, or at least the message that you're trying to convey?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. The first two tracks.
I'm looking at Just Call Me Up.
And Fantasy. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Those are my babies,
They look like love songs. Is that what they are? Am I correct? Just by
the
title
first
alone.
One, Just Call Me Up is, but Fantasy is more like a obsolete or quasi-illicit song or explicit. But
all right.
I mean, it's not like over the top, but it's more or less. If you can read between the lines, it's semi-erotic. I mean, semi.
Okay.
And then
so it's a lot of,
you know,
it's a lot of wordplay, if you will.
Exactly.
Okay. That's kind of what, you know, a lot of the
but not
the
too
true
offensive
artists.
Though.
Right,
oh,
right.
Yeah,
the true artists,
sure.
You know, from back in the day, you know, you'd be singing a song, and then as you age, you was like, hold on, what was I singing? What was this?
I find myself doing that all the time now.
Like for Juicy Fruit, if that's the correct title. I was like, hold on, I thought it was about bubblegum. It's not about bubblegum.
You're absolutely correct. So, yeah. I try to be discreet in my lyrics, but yeah. Discretion
is
the key, in most parts.
I was just going to say that because I was like, you know, that's probably how a lot of those, you know, artists from that time were able to get the airplay. You know,
exactly.
Because if it was too over the top, you know,
they wouldn't go.
You may have
it.
To just buy the record.
Exactly, or just re-record the song and change the lyrics up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to see if we had Carolyn back. Can you hear us? Could you test right now to see if we can hear you? Maybe a 1, 2, 3.
Carolyn or myself?
No. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
I was asking about Miss Carolyn.
Oh, okay.
If not, then we just gonna keep rolling.
Gotcha.
Well, all right. Okay. So yeah. I'm glad I had a chance, you know, to kind of ask, you know, just some questions just to get more familiar with you know, not
right.
to take anything away from your craft, but this is, you know, I'm being introduced to you. So now I have a chance.
No doubt.
Oh, this is another artist that I like.
And I know normally, you know, we play snippets, so that's why I was really trying to see if she was there so we can have our listeners here as well. Let me see. But if not, then you and I, we're just going to shoot the breeze. So,
that's
what's
cool.
on your mind? Mm-hmm. This is nice because I'm never really in the forefront. But, you know, just anything you care to share, any new and upcoming ideas, because I know you say you're very creative with all this, you know, this downtime that unfortunately everyone is faced with.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was expound on touring or like doing live shows, but that's out. So
Okay, that's great. I'm glad you mentioned that. So are you on like social media? Like, you know, a lot of these artists are doing Instagram Live. Have you held anything as of now?
No, not as of yet, but I will be soon. And
Look, let me just throw on my little two cents right now. Mm-hmm. When you do it, please don't come out the gates looking like Teddy Riley. Okay?
Nah.
Did you see all of that? Did you see everything?
I saw snippets, but no, I didn't see the whole thing. But like, I heard he was doing too much though.
He had a full background hype man. He had sound systems, and Babyface was just what you're supposed to. You press
the
button. Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless, you know, you're in front of a piano or, you know, you got a guitar or something like that.
Right,
but it was
right.
The memes that came out of that situation was
hilarious. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Someone said he was using a Mr. Microphone or something. It's just like he had a full fit thrown together. I, as soon as you said that, that made me, I was like, okay, you know. I'm liking this man so far, and I'm sure he's extremely talented. I'm going to listen to his music when I hang up. But if I go on Instagram Live, I'm gonna be like,
you don't have to worry about that.
Lavelle, I thought we talked about Okay.
Nah, you don't have to worry about that.
So that's live. Now, this may be a silly question, or maybe it's not.
Nah.
Are there multiple
question.
Instruments that you know how to play?
I only know how to play the trumpet, and I'm just getting back on it because I took a 20-year break, and then around 2011, I reacquainted myself with it. And as about maybe as far as back as 2013, I began to, I don't want to say mastered it, but I got pretty good, you know, without knowing how to read music and all that shit. Oh, stuff. I'm sorry.
We may have some kids. you're going to have to wait till we go live. Then, you know, you can go all out. You know? We don't know who's listening.
But in regards to learning the skills and everything, I was pretty good. I wasn't as good at soloing, but playing the groove and all that, I was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. No, see, I played the violin for about 4.5 years. Kind of gave up. Yeah, gave up on that. I wanted to go towards the saxophone once I got in high school. That didn't happen.
Okay.
I ended up doing choir and then gospel choir in college. But now, not everyone knows, I was in the middle of learning how to, you know, play the drums. But, you know, when the Rona hit, that put everything on pause. But yeah, I've always liked, you know, just listening and just watching a person perform on the drums and for the go-go fans, congos and the cowbell. Okay. Not everyone knows about the cowbell, but that cowbell.
That thing bangs out the pocket
that
for
is
sure. If you know how to play it, it's an art form. People misunderstand it like anybody can play it. No, they can't.
No,
the
and I'm one of those people
instrument.
Who think. That I can play it, you know?
Oh, okay. Well, hey. Nothing beats a try.
That is definitely me. Okay, now.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about the live. We talked about the instruments. Now, the touring aspect. Do you have any type of vision or any type of plan or timeline that you want to take into effect next year? Because I thought I heard somewhere that all tours are pretty much on hold until fall. Of next year? Is that something you've heard?
Yes, I've heard that many times. And that's after earlier, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that's regards, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. No, in regards to that though, I was planning on we had released a single. It actually was featured on this movie called The Keys Movie. And it was released in 2019 in January. And what you're gonna do was the featured single. And it was featured on the soundtrack. And actually, they featured myself and Cassandra Lewis, I believe, Lucas. She was formerly with Brownstone on the cover of Sky Magazine, and did a feature on us.
Oh, for Brownstone. Mm-hmm. Was she the one with the fade or the real low cut? Which I'm trying to get her face.
Yeah, it was two of them. I'm not sure. But her name was Cassandra Lucas, if I'm not mistaken. But they had us featured in the November 18 issue, and featuring the song and the movie and the movie Keys. It's a police drama, and it did very well. Actually, it was number one in the UK, independent charts. So we were pretty much preparing for like a tour over in Europe, England, and then some situation came about, and then all of this stuff from personal things in my life and then other things just like were withholding the situation and then culminating to now with the album release, but we don't have anywhere to perform as of yet.
Right.
Because of
right.
the obvious situation. So, yeah.
Right.
But,
have
yeah.
you,
to answer
have
your
you
question,
all tried?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you all tried to kind of, link up via, I don't know, Zoom or even trying to say, hey, I'm going to start this, this IG live and I'm going to add you in? Like, has there been any rehearsals virtually?
No, because my man Mike, he is a multi-talented, guy. He's a one-stop shop in regards to media, photographer, videographer, musician, producer. So he hasn't had his hands in a lot of stuff. So his time is limited. So I try to catch him when I can. So we haven't as of yet, but we will soon.
Okay. Now you mentioned something. I kind of want to take a few steps back because it made me think of this. Mm-hmm. And please give me some input and correct me if I'm wrong. Do you feel like it's true for these artists to have their most infamous songs or hits when they are going through trials and tribulations or if they're going through heartbreak more so than when they come out of it and they're all happy and life is nothing but rainbows and sunshine? Do you feel that way?
I feel they should, record whatever's on their heart, whatever it is.
Right.
Heartbreak or joy, it's real. Whatever is real. Bottom line.
Yeah. I just feel like me personally, and this may sound crazy, for example, I would much rather listen to old Mary Jane than new Mary Jane, and the same for old Keisha Coles and then new Keisha Coles and old, Jodeci. That's just me.
Definitely the old Jodeci. Definitely that.
Well,
definitely old Jodeci.
You sound like that triggered you.
Oh, yeah, because, for a short time, short time, they were awesome.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And it just seems like those songs back in those eras or whenever they were dealing with those certain situations, you can just connect to them.
You can feel it too, though. You can feel it.
Well,
definitely. So yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, and now when they've come out of it, and everything is just peaches and cream, it's just like that's nice. Where's all of that heart? Where's the pain? Where is that?
And the talent isn't there either. It's all about money grab now, all about money grab, Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what we've been relegated to, it's unfortunate, but it's where we are now.
I just had to ask that question. I was like, let me ask him since, he's in that field. Like, he will probably understand or just kind of give me some more direction as to why that may be. I thought that maybe...
Nah.
I was like, I know I'm not that the type of person who just loves to be, you know, surrounded by drama and heartbreak and, you know,
right.
Like close all the blinds and listen to Sade, but you know what I mean. You know?
Right. Now, I definitely understand what you're talking about, so yeah. But all in all, just do what you feel.
Yes. Okay, that was actually good. Let me see if we can get her again or if we can take a break mm-hmm. and play a track. Let me just give it a minute. Are you there? Carolyn, can you hear us? Now, this is really the first time this has ever happened, so, you know, we truly do apologize. Normally,
no,
it's a
happen.
Nice flow. But, you know, I'm having a good time. If you having a good time, they don't never let me take over.
This is your opportunity, so yeah, that's what's up.
Yes. Now, where are you currently residing?
In Waldorf.
Okay. Now, have you heard anything in regards to this shutdown being lifted? Because I don't know, are they doing it kind of state by state, or is it just the whole DMV as one?
All the leaders of the communities are, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, like leaning on, you know, one another and listening to what they're going to do in the future. So they plan it by ear, basically. So we're at a loss, I mean, as far as creativity and money making, but it is what it is.
Right. Now, do you have a lot of family who's out in that area as well? Are you able to kind of, you know, see anyone? Are you into this whole Zoom calls? Like, that's what I'm actually doing a lot with my family, which is all over.
Well,
and just checking in.
Yeah, the immediate family is, like, right up the road in Fort Washington, so they're not that far. And my, you know, family who's nationwide, we communicate via Facebook or Instagram or, you know, simple things like that because, obviously, I can't see them, but we just plan it by ear as well. You know what I'm saying? Just staying in contact and, you know, as much as we can through social media. So, yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, I want to ask you this question. You let me know how you feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to give the listeners a chance to hear one of the tracks, but we're having issues with that. Would you, option A, would you mind if I just played it off of my computer, and hopefully, you know, it doesn't sound tacky, or option two, here we go. Would you like to sing one of those tracks live on the spot? How you feel?
Well, my vocals,
because
like,
I can see that they're trying to work it out right now, but I have no clue what's going on today. But we definitely want to hear something.
Just go ahead and play something off of your computer. I don't mind.
All right. I was hovering around fantasy, but I think I'm gonna go ahead and play. We're gonna try. Just call me up. Get everything.
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
There she is. Yes, we can hear you.
Hello.
Now. Yes. What's yes. Yes.
Annabelle, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure what happened, but we're here.
We kept it going. We kept
Thank
it going.
So
I was
much.
Just about to play a track.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is that something you're able to do?
Okay, so we did have Let me
Go
see.
Ahead.
I probably can. So,
okay.
And I do this, but we got you. You are the man.
Thank you.
So I can start on my Spotify when I play it.
So in Love. So in Love.
Oh my goodness. And who was that on the track with you?
Miss Tamika Joy.
Oh.
She's outstanding.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. That is one, two, track number three.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Oh my goodness. That song just makes you just want to be in love, even when you ain't got nobody. You know? It just
That's real good. I appreciate it. Man,
yes,
you like it.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Now, is this mm-hmm. song about a particular someone, past or present? Is that where you got this from, or it was just a culmination of life experience?
A culmination of life experience, but primarily it's about how me and my wife met.
So, look
yeah.
at that.
Oh yeah!
Oh my goodness!
Like on the first album, 80% of the album was about her. So
uh-huh.
I continue to pay homage. when I can.
As it should
be. Of course. Oh, yeah, no question. If you stuck around for a long time.
How long have the two of you been married?
Almost 30 years.
Woo!
2022 will be 30 years.
I wish I was in charge of the clap machine, but I'm going to go ahead and just do that right there. That is definitely amazing. That we don't really see that too often in this day and age. You know, it's kind of sad, but we just don't. So I definitely applaud you and your lovely wife. Oh, my gosh, you keep it going. So
we got married,
go
like, really young.
I was going to say, did y'all get married when you was 12? Was it 11?
Actually, we was, like, 22. 21, 22, like, something like that. Yep.
Wow. What? Okay, I'm going to flip the whole questions because now I'm loving this right here. What advice would you have for someone, let's just put it out there, for me, you know, who's still single and, you know, just waiting for, you know, that right guy? What would you say would be kind of almost the pinnacle of making that last for these 30 years?
Just being open and honest, for real, because I had a problem with that early on. Being open and honest. Yeah, I'm just being, you know, real as I can be, but she hung in there with me, and ever since after the 5-year mark, I began to open up and being more honest and going with the flow, and it's been peaches and cream for the most part ever since.
Okay, now was it because? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna pull a blanket statement out there.
You can ask me anything.
Is it because? And I'm loving it. Is it because some men, it just takes them a little more time just to be vulnerable? Is it because they don't want to come off as being weak or come off as being emotional? Like, what is that?
Well, it was due in part by, you know, lack of maturity on my part, because she was always more mature than I was. And, yes. And, you know, once I got over that hump, you know, like I said, it took about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, just moving forward. And, I would just, like, say, like, be yourself and just don't be so egotistical. And just, you know, and just let the chips fall where they may. You know what I'm saying? Like, just deal with it. And when it comes. And because once it's, like, settled and the coast is clear, it's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? So.
You know, and
it really is.
I just didn't know. I'm like, okay, is there some type of secret password, or do I need to buy a secret Dakota ring and try to figure out, like, what is the deal? Because, you know, a lot of people say, no, it's not you, it's them. Okay, well, what's wrong with them? Like, please tell me.
It's like,
you know, because I want to feel how that song just made me feel. Just so in love. I'm just like, that is an amazing song right there. Like, we should be hearing this on the radio. Well, maybe if I just drove around, like, some ice cream trucks and played it, maybe it'll sink in.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, it was times, like, we wouldn't hang out, and that's all we do, particularly before, like, this, you know, this corona shit. Oh, things going on. I'm sorry again. But just, like, hanging out. Going to places, traveling the world, and, you know, doing things together as we should. But, you know, like, it was a time, like, early on, like I was saying before, like, I would, like, try to sneak around and try to hang out with the fellas and, you know, just doing other things that I, quote, unquote, shouldn't have been doing or something like that. But, you know, as I matured, you know, I was, you know, became a stand-up guy and moving forward and, the rest is history.
And you see, when you find that person who's meant for you, you know, they're going to stick in there regardless.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to stick in there. And you know, I don't like using the term hold you down, but you know what I mean.
Nah, she
like
did
that,
hold
that love
you down,
is
though.
So unconditional, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So for years. And finally, with the last album, you know, culminating – into the Real R&B Returns album, like, in 2016. And then coming up to now, it was a culmination of all those things. So I thank God for her, and just want the best for her and the whole family, in fact. Yeah.
See, look at that. Look at that. Now, I believe we have, I'm going to try this one more time. We have Miss Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Is she there for any other questions she may have? Because I know we're coming close to our 9 o'clock mark. Just wanted to double check. Let's give it a minute.
Hello, Lavelle.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you guys? I've been listening, and you guys are holding it down. Thank you so much. Sounds awesome. The song is awesome.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, no, girl, you held it down for me. Thank you so much. I am grateful. I'm thankful. Everything is going good. Can't complain.
Now, I didn't know if you had something, because I know we have to get his social media and all of his, you know, contact information. So I just wanted to check with you again.
So, yeah, we'll get that at the end before he hangs up. Mm-hmm. But I do have a couple of questions for you, well, comments as well.
Go ahead.
Because, you know I'm a diehard fan. From the first time I saw you at Fast Eddie's.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal show. I was right there, present, and I've been a fan ever since.
You
gave me a CD, and I play it as much as I can. And now you're on this new CD, which is even better.
Right.
I mean, it's bomb. So I love everything that you're doing. And
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, then I went on to see you at Ramshead over at Maryland Live.
Yeah, that's right.
It's front and center, sitting with the family.
I appreciate that. We had a good
time,
too, so. Yes.
Yes, we did. And then I had the honor of having you in my living room for my birthday. You and your son.
September, right? Oh, yeah.
September, right.
September, right?
You know, Virgo.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right around Labor Day.
Yeah. It is Labor Day. Actually, you're talking to two Virgos, Alicia and I both.
Okay, well, how y'all doing?
Both. Yeah, we are doing awesome. And I hope whenever we get back out again that we can do it all over again.
Oh, yeah.
And get our lives back.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, yeah. But for the foreseeable future, I don't think that's going to happen no time soon. But when it does, we'll make it happen.
We sure will. I mean, we have so much talent and art in this area that we can have concerts for years to come. So that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure she probably already asked the questions, but what are you doing with yourself, you know, today? Are you making, I know you just released this CD. So are you working on something else while you're idle?
Constantly. And, coming up with melodies, like I said, you know, when I was talking to her prior to you rejoining us. But other than that, just honing my creative skills as always, and just looking forward to the next recording session, obviously. And just waiting till that happens. Nothing new because, for sure. But time is limited, or time is like, I guess, quarantine is the word. So you just ain't got nothing else to do, pretty much, but own your craft. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you got that right. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have your son on a few tracks with you. He's a phenomenal rapper.
For sure.
It'll be really dope to get you guys both on here together one day.
Oh, yeah, when I can catch him, because,
he's
doing
I know how that goes.
You know how them young is on, so. Yeah, but he's doing his thing.
And,
for sure. So, you know how it is. I don't even have to expand on it. Yeah.
So how is it working with your son, collaborating with him, making the beats
great.
And all?
I mean, we started collabing probably maybe 5 years ago when he was really stepping his lyricism up, and we just brought him in to do Foolish Music on the first album, and then he's on a couple tracks on this album, so he's pretty much featured on, two songs, He's just really a wordsmith, and he's really taking his game to another level. So I'm proud of him, and I'm happy for him.
Yes, I am too, because he's really good. I mean, listen to the whole CD, of course, and listening to those two tracks, they are, I mean, I can hear them right now being played on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and
absolutely.
Like I said, oh, yeah. But, like, in terms of that, in regards to airplay, like, we get a lot of love, like, you know, overseas and, like, Japan and UK and, you know, other places other than here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
For whatever reason, politics and all of that stuff. But, you know, we have no problem getting airplay, like, in other countries. So I'm always appreciative of the support that we receive across the water. So it's really humbling.
Right.
And, you know, it's appreciated for sure.
Which is a good thing, because a lot of our artists in the States, they are getting a lot of love over in other countries, more so than here, which is puzzling, because you would think that we would support our own.
But
yeah, I just don't get it.
You know,
I work with artists, and we stumble upon that all the time. And when you have to go to different areas to get the love, it's kind of, it just makes no sense to me.
At all.
I never understand it.
It's a mystery to me too. So yeah, but
I'm sure
got to deal with it.
But I'm glad you're getting that love across overseas.
Oh yeah,
I'm glad it's
there
for you.
Oh yeah, no question. So it is what it is though. So we just got to keep it moving.
Right. Now, if you were ever opposed
to
move overseas to continue your music, would you opt to do so?
It would have to be extremely lucrative, but.
Right.
If I was offered the opportunity, I would take it, you know, depending on the numbers.
Yeah, I get that. Because,
you know,
our girl Tina Turner did just that, and she has not come back home yet.
Exactly. So she's doing her thing, too. She's been doing it for many, many, many years. So I'm proud of, you know, her as well. So.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great thing.
Anybody who takes that leap of faith deserves to be honored. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know we just have a little bit of time left, but who have you opened up for any mainstream artists that you would like to work with again in the future, if you can?
Nah. I mean, to be quite honest with you, nah. But, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to working with anybody, you know. Big name or
small name,
doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
Right. If you could, who would you want to perform with or open up for?
We discussed it earlier. He is passed now, but like I say, I would have loved to perform with, open up for Donny Hathaway, but. Currently, I guess D'Angelo, somebody like that. Like D'Angelo.
That would be a great show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So
that would be an awesome show.
Has similar musical tastes, so that would be an honor, a huge honor to me. So, yeah. D'Angelo.
Well, we need to figure out how we can make that happen when we open back up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'll buy the first ticket.
Yeah.
So we did have another song of yours, Just Call Me Up, which is, I mean, that song is cranking. I wish that we had a little bit of a technical issue, but we wanted to definitely make sure I announce this song and let everyone know that you have some great music on your CD, Universal Soul Man. I'm hoping and praying that everyone will go out there while we're sitting idle, go out there and still continue to buy the music from these artists, continue to support. I know we're all idle. So this is when they need support the most, when we're just sitting, you know.
No doubt about
it. So have you thought of doing any live? I don't know if she's asked this question because I was in and out. If you're
doing any live. Yes, she has.
Okay.
Nah, but we're working on it, bottom line. basically.
Well, mm-hmm. make sure that you put that information out there for us so we can all be on there to stream you live and participate with you. You know, we're your fans.
For sure. Definitely.
Please do. Please do. And hopefully we'll get the studio up and you're more than welcome. Hopefully we'll get the studio up and going sometime in the near future so we can have you out at the studio live to be one of our special guests.
No question.
Oh yeah, and I'm over here waiting for these live shows, like when the outside is opened up again, because I need to be at these shows with my camera. Okay, so I'm gonna need all VIP backstage. I'm gonna need all of that so I can get these shots. This is gonna be amazing.
Gotcha. You got it.
Yeah, you definitely want her to get your shots too. She's good. She is.
Okay.
She is our photographer.
Okay.
And just being able to talk to him, you know, I can tell he's a real, very easy person to get along with. He's very down to earth. I mean, he's an open book.
Definitely.
He literally asked me whatever. He's like, I can ask whatever I wanted, and I did.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. That's why you can hold it down too, Alicia. You all seen our
next one. Oh, I tried. Thank you, Jesus.
That's that Virgo in you.
You know
Virgo. So, Lavelle, where can we find you and the listeners find you on social media?
Okay, on Twitter, at Real R&B Returns. At Real R&B Returns. That's R-E-A-L-R-N-B Returns. R-E-T-U-R-N-S. Real R&B Returns. That's Twitter. And Instagram, at Lavelle Real R&B. That's Lavelle, L-O-V-E-L-L, Real R-E-A-L-R-N-B. That's Instagram. And then Facebook.com/Lavelle2016. That's Lavelle2016/. Facebook.com/Lavelle2016. Yep.
Awesome. And then on your streaming, where can they go to download and buy your music?
Just punch in Lavelle, Spotify, Lavelle, just Lavelle, L-O-V-E-L-L, Universal Man, and it'll come up. And just Universal Man, Universal Man.
Soul, S-O-U-L. And you are on all of the digital platforms, correct?
That's what I was about to say, on all digital platforms,
Awesome.
Title and everything. Oh yeah,
that's a good thing.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're gonna have you back when we don't have, you know, when we can play your music and get more live from you if we can. Until next time,
so
I thank everyone. You're more than welcome. Thank you all for listening and joining us, and we will be back with you next Thursday. Alicia and I will have a brand new show for you, so please stay tuned. And we will see you all or hear from you all again. Have a great night. Thank you, Lavelle.
Y'all
and thank
good.
You, Alicia.
Bye.
Thank you.
Y'all
bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
You too. Thank you.